seeing him, Patroclus, moved to compassion, said, "Poor soldiers, captains, lords of Danaans, how you all were fated here, across the sea from home, to glut wild dogs in this rich realm of Troy. But tell me this, Eurypylus, your grace, are the Achaeans holding Hector still, or will they perish, downed by his spear?" Eurypylus replied, "Noble Patroclus, there will be no longer any defensive line of Achaeans. They will fall back on the black ships soon. Our best in other combats lie now in the camp with missile wounds or gashes made by spears in Trojan hands. Enemy power grows. As for myself, give me a hand here. Take me down to your ship and cut this shaft away from my leg wound. Then wash the black blood out with warm water, and sift into the wound that anodyne you learned of from Achilles, a drug that, people say, the very best of centaurs, Chiron, taught him. We have surgeons, Podalirius and Machaon, but the one I think is lying wounded in his hut, himself in need of a healer, and the other faces the Trojan charge, still in the plain." The staunch son of Menoetius replied, "How can this be? What action can we take, Eurypylus? I am on my way to give Achilles counsel from old Nestor of Gerenia, lord of the western approaches to Achaea. But not for that will I neglect or fail you, badly hurt as you are." Supporting him with one arm round him, under his chest, he led him into the hut. A squire put ox hides out on which he laid the wounded man, then took his sheath knife and laid open the man's thigh to excise the biting arrow. With warm water he washed the black blood flowing from the wound, then rubbed between his hands into a powder over the wound a bitter yarrow root that dulled all pangs of pain. Now the gash dried as the blood and powder clotted.